April 16, 1968, Arlene Berman speaking to Valencia Garcia, a Santa Ana Indian.
Well, back, way back in the early days, you know, people used to plant a lot of wheat here.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat and corn.
Was that down here at Ranchitos?
Mm-hmm. And that's about the most popular thing that they used to have, you know, wheat and corn. Well, although they had a little of everything, alfalfa, a little of vegetables, tomatoes, cabbage. But in those early days, they had more wheat. And at this time of the year, they usually plant their wheat early as February, last part of February.
Weren't there still frosts, though, after February?
Huh?
Didn't it still get, you know, after February, weren't there still frosts?
No, because those wheat, they don't freeze, or they don't, even if they come up, even if the frost, they don't harm them. So they planted as early as last part of February, but in March, they'll be starting to come up already. March and then April, May, they'll be so high. And June, they'll be, and they'll start having those seeds, wheat seeds. Because I remember when I used to be in school, when I come home for vacation June the 12th, as usually we just have our vacation on June the 12th, the wheat will be way up already.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the wind blows pretty, so be starting already ripen, you know, starting to get yellow. June, July, on or on about last part of July, and the people used to cut their wheat. In those early days, they had sickles, you know, sickle.
Yeah.
Well, I used to help, you know, I was just a kid then. Hello there, John.
Well, here those two again.
Were those sickles made of wood?
Huh?
The sickles that they cut the wheat with, were they made of wood?
They had a wooden handle. Just a... It's kind of a round shape, and then it's got a handle. And then you cut that, you know, by hand, and did four or five people all going in one direction, cutting.
What was the blade made out of?
Steel. That was made in England, yes. It was made by the English.
Yeah.
No, yes. You can buy that at the store. Well, this was just early in 1900 and 9 or somewhere around here. And then after they all start cutting and have it piled in little bunches like that.
Mm-hmm.
Till they finish the whole field.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe of an acre or so, 2 or 3 acres. And then they come in with their wagon. They come in with their wagon and they take this wheat and load the wheat into the wagon. But the places where they're gonna thresh, it's already fixed over there. They have it fixed all along before the wheat starting to get ripe. But, you know, outside, you know, in open place where they have a round place where they have a almost like a corral.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a rope or rawhide skin, you know,
mm-hmm.
around so the horses won't get out.
Uh-huh.
So they bring their wheat into that place where they're gonna thresh. They just throw that wheat and make a big pile.
Mm-hmm.
Big pile right in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, this was an open range back here. Oh, as far as you can see. No fence was then.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was, well, Indians were free, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because people used a lot of horses. Those early days. Cattle. Sheep. And then when they're ready to thresh that wheat, people that take care of the horses,
mm-hmm.
just like we do at the old Pueblo, you know, taking care of the village,
mm-hmm.
they take turns, they say, each week, 4 or 5 men. All year around, they take care of those horses.
Where were they kept, the horses?
They're kept just out in the range, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so well trained that at night, they just bring those horses in where the camp is, let them stand there. And they'll stand there all night. They won't go.
Mm.
Just like they do with these sheep, you know.
Uh-huh.
These sheep herders, you know,
mm-hmm.
they bring their sheep in and they'll come in a bunch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They stand there all night. Same with these horses. And then when they get ready, all around about 10, 11, 12 o'clock, and then they let these horses, they drive them off, you
mm-hmm.
know, and they go. And early in the morning, these people will get up. The boss will say, you go that direction and that direction, and you go this way. Two men go
mm-hmm.
different direction, and they bring the horses back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then stand them outside where their camp is. Those horses were well trained, I guess. They've been
mm-hmm.
doing that year after year. So they get a word, they pass a word to these fellows over here that we're coming after the horses in the morning
mm-hmm.
at this date. So we have those horses ready. We're going to start threshing.
Mm-hmm.
So this man comes out on horseback. He goes over there and goes to a place where they're going to be. These places here, each place got a name, just like a city, you know.
Uh-huh.
All over this place, all over, it's got a name. A hill and a valley, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's got a name.
Could you draw a map of that?
No, I just can't. So they know exactly where they're going to be or where they are. So they just go right straight to where they, they're going to be. So they go up there, those horses will be there already. So they separate. Separate these horses that belongs to the man that comes. Because they know which horse that belongs. So they said maybe about 15 or 20 horses. You drive them off. Drive them down. Drive them over where they're going to thresh. And when they get ready to thresh, they put these horses in into that little place where the wheat is, put him in there. So, little kids, you know, well, not too small, but maybe around 12, 14. They gave him a whip. Now you turn those horses around. So he goes in there, just run those horses around, 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 you know. Around and they tramp those wheat down. When the boy gets tired and the boy goes in there, get him around, 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 till the wheat is all down, you know. It'll be a big stack, but after they go around and around the wheat, you know, and they turn them out for a while for rest, I guess, out of that place. And these men go in there and they just do their pitchforks, you know, they turn those wheat up. In another about 10, 15 minutes or so, and they put them back in there again. Put the horses back into that place again. They do the same. Around, 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 around. Till they think that the wheat is all out of the, what you call it. So they turn the horses out.
How long did all that take?
The
whole day?
Oh, not all day, maybe about half a day. And the man is ordered to take his horses back to the place where they got them this morning. So the wheat is done there, see. And now the only thing that they're going to wait for the wind to blow. But then in those days, I guess the wind wasn't blowing then. Sometimes they have to stay there 2 or 3 days, you know, get those throw it up, and the wind blows the straw, and the wheat just comes
up. Too bad they couldn't do it in April, when there's also wind.
So that's the way they clean their wheat. Just throwing it up. They have a wooden shovel that they used to, be one here. I don't know whether it's still around there. In Jackal's here, there was a shovel there that they used to use, you know, to throw that wheat up. Just a wooden shovel. So after they get it all clean, a nice big pile of wheat, all clean, you know. Well, they take this back to the house. And they do that all summer long. That it's not just a one place where they eat. There's several of them, you know, several places where they have those things going around, around. So they have those wheat ready to, next thing is to get their flour in the ground, I guess. So they go down to the river and wash that wheat with those baskets, you know, make